Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, factoring, and more. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask your question through our website, reloans.com, hit the Contact Us tab, and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program will answer some questions submitted from last week's show and introduce our guest, who is the guru of SBA lending, Kate Kaswalsi of Chase Bank. We love hearing from you and the questions you send to our website, reloans.com, or phone him in at 805-686-2321. We had some great questions and comments from our previous show, so let's get started. James went to reloans.com and left the following question. How can I get a free copy of my credit report? James, each of the three credit reporting agencies are required to send the consumer a copy of their credit report every 12 months upon request of the customer. So they're not going to do it automatically. You're going to have to request it. And they'll do it once a year is what they're obligated to do. You might get it more frequently, but you'll be paying for it. For example, you might ask, and I recommend that you spread it out over the 12-month period. For example, you might ask TransUnion for a copy at New Year's, then Experian at Memorial Day, and Equifax on Labor Day. So you've got all three of them, different times of the year, and that's a great way to monitor it. Like I said, you can also make this request online, but the reports you get will not have a score, just the raw data that's in your report. Hope this helps. Thanks, James. Karen called with the following question. David, how can I dispute an item on my credit report? You can do this online with each of the reporting agencies. With your report in hand, list the items you want to dispute and why. And then I suggest you scan any documentation you may have to attach them with your online request. They have approximately 30 days to respond or modify your report. Hope this helps, Karen. Finally, Nicole called in and asked, how long does the negative information stay on your credit report? Well, most derogatory items will stay on your credit report for 7 years after the last account activity. The exception is a bankruptcy or a judgment, which can stay on your report for up to 10 years. Great question, Nicole. I also wanted to bring up, just on the way in today, I got a phone call regarding an IRS. They were going to arrest me if I didn't respond in 24 hours. Folks, the IRS doesn't call you, okay? The IRS will send you a letter, and then they will go through a series of interviews and things of that nature. They're not going to issue an arrest warrant or anything else. These are scams. It's getting close to tax time. Please disregard them. I know the county sheriff's department's overwhelmed with these types of calls. Just tell your friends, family, and everybody else you know not to respond to those. You're not going to be thrown in jail in 24 hours. Take my word for it. At least not for the IRS. Okay. I don't know what else you're doing, but not for the IRS. If you have any questions or a scenario you want us to respond to, just go to reloans.com, click the Contact Us tab, or call us at 805-686-2321. Okay. Now, show me the money or the credit, as the case goes for this show. Let's get to the heart of today's program, and I want to introduce our guest, Kate Kaswalsi. I've known Kate for over a decade now, and she's assisted many of my business clients who have had needs for SBA financing. With no exceptions, each client was thankful for my introduction of Kate and her SBA expertise. Kate is a top SBA producer with Chase Bank and has structured every kind of SBA loan imaginable. Kate's worked with Chase for 6.5 years as vice president and senior specialty finance consultant, specializing in SBA financing. She's got a bachelor's degree in finance from Michigan State, and that's we're both Tiger, you know, fans of Detroit and Red Wings. So go Detroit. We go back that ways too. It's a lot of fun teasing everybody about the Tigers. Anyway, Kate's been in the finance and banking industry for 26 years, specializing in SBA financing for 22. In addition, she's owned her own business for 5 years. Kate's a Rotarian in the Los Olivos Rotary Club and past president of the Oxnard Rotary. She's worked with the Women's Economic Ventures as a speaker for classes focused on small business financing. Welcome, Kate.
Thanks, Dave, and thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. I, you know, want to share your expertise with our audience and teach them a little bit about SBA financing. Tell us about your background and how you got into this niche.
Well, SBA is certainly a specialty, and I just happened to fall into it when I was working in San Diego, and I took a job with a firm that did SBA financing, and it started at the bottom doing documentation and worked myself through credit. And I got a lot of great information from just starting at the bottom. But I really love being a specialty finance lender. But I just happen to fall into it like so many people do in their industry.
Yeah. Well, and but you have a degree in finance.
Well, it sure helped. So that helped my success to bring me to Chase.
Good, good. Approximately how many clients do you help each month with SBA financing?
So I work with clients that cover a territory that stretches from Bakersfield to Paso Robles, down to Pasadena and over to the Antelope Valley. So it's a pretty big area. On average, just in my territory, I probably help 5 to 10 borrowers per month under the SBA program.
Okay. First of all, let's digress a little bit. SBA is an acronym for Small Business Administration and the loan programs available through that government agency, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it's predominantly for real estate acquisitions or refinances of business properties?
So it depends on what's hot in the market, but yes, there are actually two SBA programs that are available, and these are the two notable programs. So it's the SBA 504 and the SBA 7A program. So the 504 program does focus mainly on acquiring and refinancing commercial owner-occupied real estate, but it can also be used for purchasing or refinancing large pieces of equipment.
Oh, okay.
And then the 7A program can either, you can use that for a line of credit because that's available for up to $350,000, or it could be used as a term loan for any business needs. So it could be used for a startup business, or it could be used to purchase commercial owner-occupied real estate, just as you said, Dave.
Okay, fun. What are the SBA loan programs available, and what are their competitive advantage? So you said that the 504 is one program, and the 7A is another. Did I hear that correctly?
That's correct.
And what differentiates the two of them?
So under the 504 program, the way it's structured is that you can get up to 90% financing, and that would be the bank would do a loan for 50%. Then the SBA, through a certified development corporation, would do a loan for 40%. And then the borrower would come in with a 10% down payment.
Okay.
So that's for equipment or real estate.
So you say the bank. So would Chase handle both sides of that? They would do the 50% and then do the other 40% concurrently? Or how's that work?
Right. So Chase would do the the term loan for the 50%, and then we would do a bridge loan for 40%, waiting for the SBA to take us out. So at the end of the day, it really allows Chase to take on loans or borrowers that have a little more risk to them by just having a 50% LTV on real estate at the end of the day.
What types of businesses can get an SBA loan?
Any business can get an SBA loan. There's the only requirements as far as the structure of a business is that you have to be for-profit. So nonprofit businesses are ineligible.
I could get an SBA loan for a cannabis dispensary or for a liquor store?
Right, Dave. There are some requirements that are very specific to SBA. So under the SBA program, the rules are very, very broad. And so then every bank then has more specific credit guidelines to be able to do the financing. So that's really when it comes into play is, you know, where do you fit in the SBA world? But SBA does have some specific rules that we have to follow no matter what bank you go to. And some of those would be you have to be a citizen or a green card holder.
Okay.
You cannot be on probation. But sometimes someone with a DUI might be on probation, but that makes them ineligible. So that's a real rule. And again, you cannot lend to illegal operations, which would fall under the marijuana operations at any level. Okay. At any level. One of the requirements on real estate is you have to occupy 51%.
Okay.
So that's a hard and fast rule. You cannot have a loss to the government. So that would be if you maybe had a short sale or default on a government loan, like it would be FHA, VA, or a government student loan.
Right.
You would be ineligible.
Okay.
You could not get a loan.
Right.
Through SBA. You might be too big to get an SBA loan. And
okay.
It's pretty broad and it's defined by $5 million in
sale.
Revenue. No, $5 million in income and $15 million in net worth. So that covers a lot of businesses right there that would qualify.
You wouldn't be a small business if you were above those, I guess.
That's true.
Good. Hey, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation pertaining to SBA lending with Kate Koslowski.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown. If you're just now joining us, we were talking to SBA guru Kate Koslowski. Kate, who's your competition for business financing and non-SBA sources?
As I was saying earlier, SBA guidelines are very broad, and then each bank has their own set of credit guidelines, and that means different banks like different types of credit. So there are traditional banks that do SBA financing, and then there's also non-bank lenders. And they can do SBA financing for 504 or 7A loan programs. But they are usually a little more liberal to qualify somebody for. And then they're the type of banks, and some other smaller banks will do things that are specialized lending like hotels or gas stations. So depending on your industry and the kind of lending that you're looking for, will really depend on which bank you go to.
Mm-hmm.
So although we're all competing on SBA, we all have something different to offer.
Would a client go to that specialty lender for the first 50% and then to you for the other 40? or would they do it all at the same location?
You just do each loan at the same bank, at the same location.
I would think that would save in time and continuity of the loan itself anyway.
Really, that's how it's structured. We just want to make it work well for the borrower.
How would a person or business start the process if they want an SBA loan?
So usually the best way to do it is to actually go to your own bank. So a lot of banks do SBA lending, and if you go to your bank, I would hope that your bank would know you well and you would be able to process the loan through them. Alternatively, you could also go to the SBA website and you could see a list of the most productive banks, the banks that do the most lending, and obviously they are going to be preferred lenders, which means they make decisions on behalf of the SBA, and they're going to have the most experience in processing a wide variety of industries and types of loan requests.
What if, as a borrower, I'm coming in, what financial data do I need to bring about the transaction?
Well, Dave, we just need a small package of information, but we try to keep it simple and qualify the borrowers just based on their basic financials. So you're just going to need 3 years of business tax returns and an interim financial statement. You're also going to need 3 years of personal tax returns, and then you also have to fill out a personal financial statement. And that will be for anyone who owns more than 20% of the operating company, or there might be a real estate holding company, and they would have to put that information together.
Okay.
So in addition to that, if there are affiliates of the businesses, then we'll have to collect 3 years of tax returns and interim financials on those. So each business is a little bit different.
Okay. Now, what's a typical time frame or timeline between start and finish?
So it just depends on how the money's being used. Under the 504 program, we talked about that, and there's really, it's focused on real estate and equipment. So those types of loans, you're looking at a 60-day closing period. Now, if you go with the 7A program, you can use that program to finance almost anything. So you can do working capital, you can purchase equipment, leasehold improvements on a lease location. It can also be used for real estate. So real estate, probably about 60 days. Something that's a little more simple, like a working capital request, it would take 30 days.
All right. So plan 30 to 60 days in advance of your need and get your ducks lined up, I guess, for the bank.
That's correct.
Yeah. Good, good. What can a borrower be a corporation or an LLC or other type of entity?
We can lend to any business type, except it just needs to be for profit. So a sole proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC, an S-Corp, a C-Corp, and even a trust. So sometimes on acquisitions of real estate, the buyer wants to put it in their trust, and we can do that too.
Okay. An individual as well, if they're a sole proprietorship, it would just be an individual?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Good, good. What types of businesses would benefit from using an SBA loan?
Any business can benefit from an SBA loan. And the reason that it's popular is because by having the SBA guarantee or only financing it 50% loan to value, you really mitigate the risk. And clients who maybe are growing their business and they don't have adequate cash flow, they can get a SBA loan, and the guarantee of the SBA loan mitigates the risk. So there's three things that bankers look for, and one is really character, which talks about experience in the industry and longevity. The second thing is cash flow. Does the business have enough historical cash flow to be able to repay the debt? And then we talk about collateral. I mean, how are we going to secure the loan? So if you're deficient in one of those, an SBA guarantee loan should make up for it and make you actually qualify to be able to get the financing.
Speaking of collateral, a lot of SBA loans are cross-collateralized, meaning not only are they taking security against your business or the business asset, they also ask for more collateral from your home and things of that nature. Is that still the case?
It is. And, You know, again, each loan is different on what we need to take as collateral, but SBA rule does say that we have to take as much collateral as possible to get to 100% collateral coverage. So someone that's doing leasehold improvements on a leased property is probably going to have to put up some more collateral than somebody who's purchasing real estate.
You also mentioned, though, that the 7A program was for startups. I could do a startup with a 7A, but you also said that I need 3 years of tax returns to be considered. How do I make that work? Or did I misunderstand?
So again, the 7A program and even the 504 program can be used for many different things. With 504, you're looking at real estate, and typically a startup business is going to have a hard time acquiring real estate. So if you are indeed a startup, you're not going to have the 3 years of business tax returns. And we look at the personal, but we would ask for other things such as a business plan and projections just to see, you know, where you're going to take mm-hmm. the business. And it adds value to our decision making.
Okay. So while you want the 3 years, if it is a startup, I could augment that with other data and the plan and maybe purchase orders and things of that nature that make it easier for you to come to a conclusion.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're going to ask for different things from different borrowers based on what they want to do. So, for example, one of the really hot lending requests right now is business acquisitions. Someone who wants to buy an existing business or an existing business that wants to buy out a competitor. So all those values are coming in perfectly right now. So everyone's getting their asking price for the business acquisitions. But on that, you know, we would be asking for financial statements from and tax returns from the seller.
Right.
And then we would underwrite based on the historical financial information of the seller. So that's a different request right. for financial information. Right. But your banker can give you a complete list.
I have no doubt. Good. What's a typical cost or fee structure for putting on an SBA loan?
So banks are different in what they can charge, but the SBA has a fee that they charge. So under the 504 program and the 7A program, SBA charges a fee that actually helps the program continue, so yeah. to absorb any losses. In addition to that, some banks may charge a packaging fee to put the documentation together, which is $2,500, I think mm-hmm. is the average fee. I know Chase doesn't charge that, but you cannot charge a loan fee on top of the SBA fee under okay. the program.
Well, that SBA fee sounds like similar to a VA funding fee to allow it to remain or perpetuate into the future for that guarantee that the government's putting on.
Exactly. So, for example, under the 7A program, your fee is about 2.6% of the loan, and that can be financed.
Oh, okay. So you can add it into the loan.
You can.
Mm-hmm. Good. What are the most common reasons an SBA loan might be declined by underwriting?
So, as we talked about, you need to have industry experience. You need to have cash flow, and then you need to have collateral. So if you have two of those and are missing the third, then we could actually apply the SBA guarantee program to that instance. But if you don't have the cash flow nor the collateral, you're not gonna get an approval from a bank. So it's just really about prudent lending. If you do not make it through the SBA qualification process, are you on probation or any right. of those rules, then you will be automatically declined.
Yeah. If you would, share us a story with what's one of your more memorable customer success or crisis stories.
So I remember going to finance a business, and it was a real estate purchase, and they desperately needed to move their location. They had a lease location, and then they just kept taking additional lease space that was next to it. So it was pretty chopped up. I went on the tour, and I could see that they definitely needed to move, and they did, and they moved to a larger location. And it was a family business, and it was so unsuspecting that within 10 months, their business got bought out by a larger firm for tens of millions of dollars.
Wow.
So, you know, we helped them move it to the next level to be successful enough to get bought out, but it was awesome to see a family yeah. business like that rise to that success.
Oh, cool. And all they had to do is put it under one roof.
That was it.
Yeah. Oh, great. What's your most comical SBA loan experience?
I did have a borrower, and this was also, we do a lot of real estate acquisitions. And this borrower, we took them through the whole process. We got to the end, and we're about to close the loan. And it turns out that one of the owners did have a DUI, and he was on probation. And we found it at the 11th hour, and we were unable to move forward with the loan.
Well, I appreciate that. How can our listeners reach you, Kate?
So the best way to reach me is just to give me a call. And I'm at Chase Bank, and my number, it's 805-883-1611.
Okay. And that's the best way to reach you right there?
It is, yes.
Okay. What's the number one more time?
Yes, it's 805-883-1611.
Okay. Thank you, Kate, for your comments and giving us the behind-the-curtain look at SBA financing and their options. If you need an SBA loan, contact Kate by phone that she just gave out. Once again, we're out of time. I trust you found today's information valuable. If so, please share with other friends and family. If not, don't tell anybody. You can also listen to past shows on our website. We've got the shows recorded there. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, and click the Contact Us tab or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your comments, questions, and we'll get to them on next week's show. Thanks so much. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thanks for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is Dave Brown wishing you profit and credit worthiness. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.